Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Lamed Gimel. We'd gotten up to yesterday the whole idea about whether Bias, Miktas, Shmebi or not. And we're going to go back now because Ula held that it was. The sugi that picks up with this whole idea about doing Smicha for an Asham Mitzurah. So this is the Gemara at the top. Leima Messiah. We have a Raya for what Ula said. Kol hasmichos shahayu sham. Anytime the smicha kori alehim ani, I say it has to be takeif with smicha shchita that you have to do immediately after the smicha, the putting in the hands of it, leaning on the korban. You have to do the shchita. The Rambam brings this down in Ma'aser Kabbonos Perek Gimel. V'malkam shesoychim shorchim. This is halach yud beis. In the place where they do the smicha, you do the shchita. V'tekef l'smicha shchita immediately after. V'im shach v'makom achir, if you do the shchita in another place, o sheshaha, or you would wait, shchichtaso kshera. Nevertheless, the shchita is it's still acceptable, still good. V'asmicha sh'arei mitzvah, the smicha is a major part of the mitzvah. V'fikach, im lo samach, if you did do, you didn't do the, I'm sorry, lo samach, you didn't do the smicha, on that, right? I mean, good. Smicha shari mitzvah hi lefikach im lo samach kipir ve'enim akeves. Right? It's not going to be ma'akiv. Afa pichin ma'ale lov ki'ilu lo kipir. But it's as if you really didn't get the kapara. So there's a Tosef Sishenim in Yuman Daf Hey, which says that what it means is that even though you're not chayv bring a new korban, however, there's still something lacking from Hashem's perspective in your kapara process. And this whole idea about doing it immediately, right? Tekef l'smicha shchita. So we find that the Kohen had to walk. He had to walk over and do this, and because it was the time, it would be 22 amos was the distance they would walk to do this. So we find this in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. They're really lichatchila. It's not ma'akev, but lichatchila, a person should not wait more than the time it takes to walk 22 amos after they finish washing Tilas Yadayim until they make Hamotzi. So there's times that could come up. The mice, let's say the Shabbos meal, and there's a large group of people, and the first person washes, and at a time everybody washes, there's only one washing sink, and then, in the little one, you have to wait for somebody. It definitely could be a long time, but really, lichatchila, one should, it's not ma'akiv, but lichatchila, one should try to make sure it's not that long of a hefsek, more than the time it would take to walk the 22 amos, which is learned out from over here. Another case where you find this idea of doing it immediately after is in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. Right, the very first siman in the second chelik of Mishneh Berurah, so it's Kuf Chaf Ches, says the Mechaber Sif Ches, Kishemas Chil Shliach Tzibur Ritzei. Right, when they're doing the Chazaras Hashatz and the Chazan gets up to Ritzei, Kol Kohen Shilveis HaKnesses Nekar V'Mekomo, he has to get up, La'akar L'Duchan, he has to go up and Duchan there. Va'af Im Lo Yagi Yisham Ad Shiyasayim Shliach Tzibur Ritzei, even if it doesn't get up there by the time it takes to get to before he finishes Ritzei, shop your dumb, it's still fine. Avim lo akar raglav b'Ritzei, shuv lo yale. If he doesn't do it immediately when they start with Ritzei, then he should not go up. He shouldn't duchen anymore. And the Mishneh Berurah speaks out in Chaf Hei, Shemas Kles Tzibur, Hay means, lichatchila yizahar la'akub to haschos hashatz Ritzei. That's lichatchila, they use the Kohen should get up, right? Aval im lo akar ad shekvar hischel hashatz Ritzei, Kol shalof siyam birchah ritzei shop your dummy. As long as he hasn't finished it, that's still good enough. He can still do it. In Chav Zayin, he says, Ad shisayim shatz ritzei lav dafka. Afilu im lo yagia sham ad shisim hashatz birchas modim gam kin leislam ba. Even if he doesn't get the modim, that's still going to be okay. Kol shalokar raglav ritzei. I mean, he started. It took a long time. There was someone in his way, whatever it was. Va'adi duration nokat ritzei. I mentioned the first ritzei. Od kostu de ikir ha-kira mikre achen netila. Right? Sha'az roi lalois leduchan. That's when he's allowed to go up, since he washed netilas yadayim. V'chein ya'akru raglehem lito yadehem koidem ritzei. They should get it before that. V'ritzei ya'akru raglehem leglech lemakom ha-muchan leduchanam. Right? The place that they're going to go duchan, they should do that. But he should start the washing should be beforehand. B'diavid, what? Im lo natal yadav kodem ritzei, he didn't wash before ritzei, v'im yelech litol yadav v'seim hashatz birchas ritzei, he's going up with the chazan's finishing ritzei, af al pichin ya'akur b'ritzei, leilech lemakom haduchan, v'achakach yitol yadav sham, he'll wash his hands afterwards up there. right? What it means, she'aviu lo sham mayim somach l'makom haduchan. They're going to bring the water to him up there. He's not going to go outside the shul. And chafches, aval im lo akar raglav birtzei. But the Kohen didn't do it immediately. Afili im akar raglav leilech letzad chutz litol yodav mitzad ebater. Zekenim dezeh lo choshev adayin akira ashnatil hi hechshel nesias kapayim. Ve'inyan akira l'makom haduchan. He has to get up to go to the place where he's going to duchan. V'zeh hay ikiroso letzad chutz. He was going elsewhere. V'alkein haminhug. The minhug is like this. K'sheshatz megi l'ritzei. V'delo boy adayin l'kohan in the heichal. Hu mamtim b'tfilas ad shavo. He should wait for them. T'chashin and shema adayin l'akir raglehem imakom harachitza. They haven't gotten up. Leilech letzad haduchan. So kasva poiskim im akar ragla vibeso lavo lebeis hakinesis umotza es shatz achar retzei afa pisha vade beisha akar ragla vibeso hayakodim retzei. By the time he left his house, it was before retzei. Certainly lo choshev akira ve'ina ol. He can't go up and duchan with the rest of the kohanim. Kim shal akar vibeso adaita duchan. That wasn't his kavana when he went up. So again, just a few of the practical halachos that come out from this idea of tekef le'smicha shchita. Okay, now the Gemara says, really in all cases, he says, however, chutz mizu, with the exception of this, shahisa b'sha'ar Nikonor, he's standing in the gates of Nikonor, right? We know that the Gemara tells us that these were the gates that were brought up as a gift, and Chazal tells us later on when they're going to plate all the gates with gold. They didn't do this. They left it the way it was. It was such a beautiful gate. She'ein mitzoyoch likanis l'sham ad shemazin alav midam chatoso midam hashamu. So the Mitzorah isn't allowed to go into the Azar until they do the they sprinkle the dam on him from his chatas from his asham, right? The Amrad be as mikzas lo shmei bia, and if you're going to tell me that it's not going to be a problem to go part then layal yadei velismuch, he should go in there and he should do the smicha right next to where it's going to be on that place in the Sharni corner, right? So Amr Rabbi Yosef Hamani, no, that's not really a raya, because who's this going like? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda he da Amr merachak tzofan, because we saw earlier there was a major machloikus as to how large is the how large is the space? What's like all kachim kachim? Chatas and ashim have to be done in tzofon kachim, but what is the area that's called tzofon, right? So that he holds this Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that the area that's the north of the mizbech, but it's not the entire part, right? That's the farther end of that. That's the rachok tzofon. So therefore, it's more than the 22 amos away. So it come out even if the mitzvah were to put his hands into the azor and put them on the head of the asham, he wouldn't be allowed to do the shchita right there. Okay, so someone says, okay, fine. So now there's an interesting suggestion. V'li'avid pishpat. Pishpash, I'm sorry. Make a pishpash. It's like a small door within a larger door. Like carve out a little space there. So abai v'rov v'damar tarvayhu hakol b'chzav miyad Hashem alai hiskil esko malachois hatavnis. So no, you can't, because when David had the actual way that it had to be built, and it says Hashem told me how he wants it. I mean, you can't change this. You're not allowed to alter the shape. No pun intended. You're not allowed to alter with the you can change up the shape of the Beis Hamikdash. This is an interesting question I saw in the Chishukei Chemed from Zilberstein. They asked that the shul apparently didn't have a place for a pushka. And they couldn't just leave it out because of the Ruganovim, so they had a Shaila. Could they carve out a place in the wall? Could they take out a stone and make, like, insert into the wall a pushka? He brings it from the Taz. At the end, he says, if it's done, let's sarach the base kinesis, it would be allowed. Okay, Igad Amri. Someone differently. Amr of Yosef, Kol Hasomech. Right. Now he's going to give another pshat as to why the Mitzora can't just put his hands into the Azara and do the smicha there. Kol hasomech rosh of rubo machnis, right? He has to put his whole rosh of rubo. He has to get the whole body in there. My time, kol koch beinam, because we require that when you do the smicha, it has to be with all of your strength. Hilkach lo efsher. That's why it's impossible for the mitzora to do it, because he's not allowed to come in, and therefore he can't do the smicha while he's in the Azara. Where's this idea that you have to put all of your koch? The Rambam brings this down next to Lach, actually. Gimel. Vitzarech hasomech lismoch b'chol kochel. B'shtei yadav al rosh ha-behemah. So he has to put both his hands and literally lean on it. So much sore, so that if they would pull the animal away, he would fall. Shneemar al rosh ha-ola. Lo al hatzaver v'lo al hatzdodin. You can't put it on the neck. You can't put it on this, like, the side of its face. V'lo yadavar chotetz bein yadav uvein ha-behemah. There can't be any chatzitza, anything in between the person and then doing the smicha. He has to do it with all of his koach, right? So again, that's why it'd be impossible for this mitzvah to do a proper smicha without going into the azara. So my kasavar, one second, what does this Tana hold? E kasavar smicha sashem mitzvah d'oraisa. If he holds that really the fact that the mitzvah has to do with smicha and sashem is a din d'oraisa, take of a smicha shchit d'oraisa. Well, the same thing also, that you have to do it immediately right after, that's also a din d'oraisa. Le'ov lismach lehedya. Let him just go and do it openly, right? D'rachman amar, because the Torah says that this is how you have to do it. So amar rav ada bar matana. Masno, he says like this, really, you're right. Theoretically, it should be done. But there's a problem with him going in Gezeira on a Dirabonim level, Sheme Yarbe Psios. Maybe he's going to take more steps than the actual necessary. And that, you're right, that he can't go in while he's still Tame. Ikeda Amri, some say Omarav Adabar Matona. Smichas Osha Mitzora Doraisa. Really, the fact that the Mitzora has to do a smicha on his Oshem, that's a din Doraisa. V'tekef l'smicha shchita lav Doraisa. That's not a Doraisa. Therefore, you know, he's allowed to put it on outside of the actual Azara. One second, Mace, we'll ask you a kasha from yesterday's Gemara. Samach v'shachat, right? We saw the connection between the two. Ma smicha b'tahorin af shchita b'tahorin. So just like the smicha has done while you're tahor, so too the shchita does. And if you're going to tell me that this, you know, requirement of doing the smicha, take of smicha l'shchita, is not a din d'oraisa, but tamei nami mashkach l'as. So you could also have someone whose tamei could do it, right? Because they could do it outside of the azara. So ela epuch. Well, you have to switch around and say different. Smichas asha mitzora lav d'oraisa. The requirement that the do the smicha on his oshim is not a din d'oraisa, right? So if that's true, right, so Mitzora doesn't have to put it on with all of his koach, because, right, some say that he could just, like, put his hands lightly on it, right? Okay, so that's the idea. Take it l'smicha shchita d'oraisa. But the other part of it that it follows immediately would be a din d'oraisa. So therefore, comes out, that's the reason why he can't do it, right? Really, we're flipping it, right? That putting the smicha is the din d'oraisa, but the take it l'smicha l'shchita, that's the din d'oraisa. Okay, and then more goes back to something we discussed before, and this bia b'miktsas, right? So now on the top of Amud Beis, Ravina Amar, Le'inyin Malkus Itmar. Okay, so now going back to the whole Ulas Din by Rish Lakish, that if a person who is Tamei and he puts his hand in, he's going to get Malkus for that. Because Bia B'miktas is Shmei Bia, right? We had a Kash in the case of the Mitzara. He's not going to get Karis if he goes in partially. Ulas said no. So Rav says like this. Really, this idea that you're going to get Malkus even if you came in while you were Tamei, but Rish Lakish agrees that there's no Karis, even though, right, for Bia's Miktas. Ki also Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Israel to Bavil, Omer Vavahu le'inyan tamei shenaga b'kodesh itmar. This din of Reish Lakish is talking about somebody who was tamei who touched kodesh, right? But it's not talking about b'miktsas like Ula was learning. The itmar, as we said, tamei shenaga b'kodesh, person who tamei touches kodesh, Reish Lakish Omer Loki. He's going to get malchus for that. Rabbi Yochanan Omer ein Loki. Rav Yochanan argues and says he's not going to get Malkus. Reish Lakish, Amar Loike, the reason why he's going to get Malkus, but it says, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. Right? That's a pasuk that this is his the beginning of Parshas Tazria. Right? The whole pasuk says, Ushloshim Yom, right? Talking about the woman after she gave birth. Ushloshim Yom, Ushloshis Yomim, Teshe Bidme Tahara. Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. The El Mikdash Lo Savo Ad Malos Yimei Tahara. Right, so she can't touch the Kodesh, she can't come into there until she completes her period of Tahara. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ein Loike. You're not going to get malchus. Hahi betrum ksiv. That is talking, that pasuk that Reish Lakish was talking about coming in. No, he says that's a din in truma, right? That's the Rashi's learning that comes from the end of the pasuk, right? That's mashma that once she finishes her tahara process, right, then she could touch things, right? But that's only a din with truma, right? Because with Kodesh, she's allowed to touch it as she brought her korbanos, right? Okay, fine. So Rashi learns that it's talking about the truma per se that explain the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, hi krol ha'chihud osa. Really, is that what Reish Lakish learns from this pasuk again? The beginning Perek Yud Beis, hi mi boile azhar ochel basar kodesh. No, he used that as the warning: you can't eat basar kodesh when you're tamei. The itmar azhar lo ochel basar kodesh minayin. How do you know this? Reish Lakish omer bechol kodesh lo siga. Right, he quotes a pasuk in that context. So Yochanan omer tane bardala. So bardala in the Steindotz Gemara, he brings over there that the Bardala, his name was Abba Cohen Bardala, or maybe Abba Cohen Bardella, like a different version as to what his name was. It comes out he would be a first generation Amara. Osia Tumoso Tumoso, right? Mibias Mikdash. So what are these two psukim? So we have one pasuk in Sav, which says, this is in Perek Zayin, says the pasuk, V'hanefesh asher toichal basar mizevach hashlamim asher l'Hashem v'tumaso alav. Right? So this is a person who's going to eat while he's in status of being tamei. V'nichrusa hanefesh ahi me'ameh. So he has karis for eating it while he's tamei. That's one pasuk. And the other is found in Chukas. Where is that? Kol hanogeya b'meis b'nefesh ha'adam asher yumas v'lo yischata es Mishkan Hashem Timei v'nichrasa hanefesh ahi miYisrael. So that's going to be thing. Kimei nida lo zorak alav tama yiyeh od tumaso bo. He still has the tuma on him. So this is again this beginning of Chukas. So again, according to this, Rosh Rav Yochanan is saying that he makes them out. That he makes a comparison. Malahalan onish v'his here, afkan onish v'his here. So just you find both the punishment and the warning. So too, over here, you find the punishment, meaning kares, and the hazar not doing it. So clearly, what do you see? Reish Lakish held this pasuk was talking about actually eating the kodesh and not only touching it. So say like this, no, really, tamei shenaga b'kodesh, really this idea of being tamei and touching it, midafka rachmana b'losh negia. Right? So that, you see, the Torah says, b'feirish, it's talking about touching it. The idea of negia, right? Azhar la'ochel, but the warning against eating it, mid itkash kodesh lemikdash. So make the hekesh between the food and the mikdash, right? That you can't touch it, you can't come into the mikdash. That's what learns out again, that's from this pasuk in Tazria. Bechol kodesh lo siga, right? That's the touching. Be'el hamikdash lo savos. Therefore, since they're both together, that's where Reish Lakish learns out. Tanya tikvas Reish Lakish. We have a braisa that supports Reish Lakish. Bechol kodesh lo siga. Everything that's kodesh, she shouldn't touch it. Azhar l'ochel. That's a warning for ochel, not to eat it. Ata oimer azhar l'ochel in el nogeya. So maybe you're saying this is a warning, it's the azhara, not to eat. Maybe it's really only just not to to touch it. So Talmud loimer, therefore, the pasuk comes to say, bechol kodesh lo siga ve'el mikdash lo savo. That you can't come in to it, that's the negia. The mikdash losavo, that's the actual coming in. So makish, we make a hekish, kodesh the mikdash, from the food itself to the base of mikdash. Ma mikdash davar shiesh bo netilas neshama, right? Just like entering into the base of mikdash when tamei is a punishment that involves netilas neshama, i.e. kares, right? So af kodesh. So too, when you're eating something that's kodesh, davar shiesh bo netilas neshama. So too, it's having a punishment that would involve kares taking away the life. The ibn ogeya. And if you can tell me that the prohibition over here is talking about touching it, netilas neshama miika, what, you get kares for touching it? See, it can't be that way. Ella, when all the dust settles, it must be that we're learning it is ba'achila, that's what the pasuk is coming to prohibit.
case if you have a little bit of a shorter daf, we can add in a nice question I saw brought down on this line in the Gemara of Tomei Shenaga B'Kodesh. So Zilberstein has an interesting question that came up. The question was, Nosan Tefillin L'Shutfo, a person gave a pair of Tefillin to his partner, V'achazman Kos Lav, then he got angry at him, but also B'Hana Al Kulam, and he says that the Tefillin are now Osir. She'ela Maisa Shahai B'Ruvin V'Shimon Shahai Shutfim. So Ruvin and Shimon are partners. Ruvin Rotz L'Zakos is Shutfo, he wants to be of Zuchus for his partner. She'ad Hayom Lohin Yech Tefillin, never put on Tefillin. L'chein Kon Lo Zug Tefillin, so he buys a pair of Tefillin. And there was a fight, there was an argument between the two of them. Halach Shimon, that's one who had the tefillin bought for him. The Hechzriya is a tefillin on the Reuven, he gives him back. La'acher Zman Kotzer, and a short time afterwards, Niftar Shimon, the Peta Pitom, he died suddenly. Kulam Bochim is crying, Ulam Bodidim Yadu, you want to know, Lame Asa Hashem Kocha. Mahayakor, what happened? Ilu Hayesh Shimon, Mitoch Kasa, Reuven, he was so angry at him. Oser es hatzefillin b'negiyah v'hanah. He said, no one can touch them and no one get hanah from them. Memeila yefshel hanicham v'yatzim ichlal shimush. You can't use them anymore because there's an is on them. Ha'im shimon hashutaf over alosasun chein l'Hashem lokeichem. Right, not to do this. Right, in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, we have a prohibition of destroying. We have a chiv to destroy the avodah zarah in Israel, and it says, "But don't do this to Hashem." Ki b'zeh hotzies hatefillin michlal shimush. By ushering it on them, did it make it, you know, usher for anybody else? Is that really a problem with that? So he has interesting cases of here. He discusses the idea about having the Shem Hashem on your body and toveling it, like we're in Shabbos, discussed in Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. At the end of the thing, he says like this, L'sikum mikeven shehakidush lopoka klal miatzefillin. The fact that he prohibited somebody else from using that, it's not as if he actually destroyed the tefillin, right? L'sasachin Hashem means you're destroying the Shem Hashem, you're erasing it. No. K'sha osr b'negiyah b'hana akulam. When he made it osr on everybody else, ein baze iser shalos asun chein. No, it's not a problem, says Rav Zilberstein. Ach, mistaber sha'over as al es Hashem lokecha tira. But he was over on a different prohibition against not respecting, not having an awe necessary covered yira for Kodesh Baruch Hu by behaving in such a way on by ushering the tefillin on that. Okay, a nice little hosafa to today's daf, and Emet Hashem will pick it up with Lamed Dalid tomorrow.